Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Housatonic Valley Regional High School student Mary Reinhardt talked about fears children shouldn't have to face during an assembly yesterday, focusing on the school safety and remembering the 17 people who were killed on February 14th in Parkland, Florida. Reinhardt said when she was about 5 years old, her great-grandmother passed away. Her parents and brother traveled to the funeral, and when she asked about it, her mother said, "Death is not for children." Now, Assistant Principal Ian Struver said the volunteer gathering was scheduled for a flex period so no classes would be missed. It was held in conjunction with the high school walkouts planned throughout the country. The school's Climate and Culture Committee organized the gathering, which drew over 100 students and teachers as well as several state troopers who wanted to show their support. Meanwhile, in New York State and all throughout the country, observances were held at 10 o'clock, and last night at Weebatuck, a forum was held on violence. A 9-member committee will search for a new principal at the Lee H. Kellogg School, according to the Board of Education. Lexi Church has been serving as the interim principal since Jennifer Law resigned last summer for health reasons. The committee will include 2 certified staff members, 1 non-certified staff member, 1 parents group representative, 1 community member, 1 elected official, Selectman David Barger has been named, and 3 Board of Education members. The Region 1 Superintendent, Assistant Superintendent, and Director of Special Education also will be part of the process. Good news for Connecticut. Infosys, an India-based information technology company undergoing a major expansion in the U.S., has named Hartford as one of its new technology and innovation hubs, promising an estimated 1,000 new jobs to the city. The city, of course, has been struggling to broaden its employment base and morale boost to the state, intent on drawing a share of the next generation of technology jobs. The annual spaghetti dinner and student faculty basketball game will be held at Kent Center School, with dinner from 5:30 till 7, basketball immediately after. Tickets for the dinner are $5 per child, 14 and under, $8 per adult, $25 per family of 4 or more, including spaghetti, meatballs, bread, salad, beverages, and desserts. After the dinner, the 8th grade take on the faculty on the basketball court. Housatonic Musical Theater Society, under the direction of Michael Berkeley, Lori Belter, and Amber Cameron, present Rodgers and Hammerstein's The King and I, Thursday the 15th at 7, Friday the 16th at 7, and Saturday the 17th at 2 and 7 p.m. at the Burgess Auditorium at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Tickets at the Sharon, Salisbury, and Kent pharmacies at the door, also online at hmts.org. Crescendo, a national award-winning music performance group mainly offering a repertoire of Baroque and Renaissance selections, will present 2 concerts this month, March 16th at 6 p.m. at St. James Place in Great Barrington, and March 18th at 4 p.m. at Trinity Church in Lime Rock, Songs of the Soul. More information and tickets at worldclassmusic.org. March 16th, Annandale-on-Hudson at Bard College, a conversation between author Neil Gaiman, Bard Professor in the Arts, and Daniel Handler, a.k.a. Lemony Snicket, best-selling author of a series of unfortunate events. They'll discuss adaptation, collaboration, and the role of the writer as giver of advice. That's set for 8 p.m. The Sharon Board of Assessment and Appeals has a special meeting coming up on Saturday at 9 a.m., to hear appeals on 140 White Hollow Road, discussion, and then adjourn. The Pine Plains FFA 27th Annual Farm Toy Show and Auction happens Saturday from 9 till 2 at the Stissing Mountain Middle High School. Consignment and donations. Now admission is $3, children under 5 free. There's door prizes, lunch available, a pedal tractor pull at 12 noon with prizes being awarded, and a toy tractor raffle. More information, 845-868-7515. The Town of Amenia Easter Egg Hunt will happen on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Town Hall. The Easter Egg Hunt begins at 10. Visit with the Easter Bunny. Bring your camera to take photos with the Easter Bunny. There's prizes, crafts. It's rain or shine. Canaan Memories Zion Workshop will happen at the Douglas Library on Saturday from 10:30 until 1, facilitated by Olivia Montoya. Lab Space presents The Nature Lab, an exhibition of contemporary work by 92 artists running through March 17th. It's located at Route 23 in Hillsdale, New York. The D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village will host author Sabia Rahman on Saturday, March 17th at 1 for a reading and discussion on her memoir, Threading My Prayer Rug. It's free and open to the public. Books will be available after for signing by the author. huntlibrary.org for more information. A St. Patrick's Day party will be held at the Northeast Militant Library on Saturday from 1 until 2. All ages are welcome. No sign-up is required. St. Patrick's Day dinner on Saturday from 4 till 7 at the Legion Post 178 in Millerton, New York. Pre-sold tickets only. $15 for adults, $12 for children 6 through 12, 5 and under free. More information is available at legionpost178.org. Now, the Lakeville Host Company Ladies Auxiliary has their corned beef dinner with Chinese auction on the 17th, 5 till 7:30 at the Lakeville Firehouse. Takeouts available, adults $16, seniors $13, children under 10, $9. The New Boston Congregational Church is having their annual St. Patrick's Day corned beef and cabbage dinner at the Firehouse No. 2 Sandusfield Road from 5 till 7 p.m. on Saturday. Tickets are available at the door, $12 for adults under the age of 12, $6. Takeouts will be available. Audubon Sharon holding its annual Maple Fest on Saturday the 17th of March between 12 and 4 at the Audubon Center, Route 4 in Sharon. A guided 45-minute tour lead visitors around, and you'll also visit the Maple Sugaring House. Donation admission for the event, $6 for adults, $4 for children, 2 and under free. You're asked to wear warm clothes. The Amenia Fire Company is sponsoring its monthly all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast on Sunday, 7:30 to 11 at the Firehouse on Mechanic Street. Kit Historical Society next Sunday series, Our Town, Sense of Community, Mid-20th Century, Life on Kent Farms, will feature a roundtable discussion with farmers and those who grew up on the farms. The session will be held March 18th at 2 p.m. at Town Hall. Everybody's invited to attend. Admission is free for society members, a $5 donation suggested for non-members. The Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad and Sharon Women's Club are sponsoring that free workshop, Adult, Child, and Infant CPR and AED Choke. And now it's open to Sharon residents 10 years and older, funded by Rhodes Robinson Sharon Ambulance Training Fund. This is a rescheduled date coming up on March 19th because of the snowstorm, 6 until 9 p.m. at the Sharon Fire Department. Pre-register by calling Betsy Hall at 860-364-0663. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakeandinn.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 248.91, 24,758.12 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7496.81 and the S&P 500 at 2749.48. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.